I'm Haya Pinjwani with an AP News Minute. President Donald Trump's administration has ramped up pressure on Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro by designating the Cartel de los Soles as a foreign terrorist organization. The designation, published in the Federal Register, is the latest measure in the Trump administration's escalating campaign to combat drug trafficking into the U.S. AP's Marcela Sanchez reports on a third death in last week's shooting at a beachside residence in Florida.
A civilian locksmith who was shot while assisting sheriff's deputies serving an eviction notice in Vero Beach, Florida, has died from his injuries. The Indian River County's sheriff's office identified him as 76-year-old David Long. His death brings the toll from last Friday's shooting to three. Deputy Terry Sweeting Mashkow was also killed. The 25-year veteran and Long were shot by the suspect, who was facing eviction. Another deputy was shot in the shoulder and was released from the hospital over the weekend. I'm Marcela Sanchez.
I'm Haya Pinjwani.
This holiday season, reach for the one butter that never disappoints. Kerrygold. Made with milk from grass-fed cows on Irish family farms, it's rich, creamy, and perfect for baking. Whether browning butter for cookies or crafting the flakiest pie crust, Kerrygold's high butterfat content makes all the difference in flavor and texture. Holiday treats will taste extraordinary.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.